You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Daniel, chapter 1, verse 5 to 8. And the king appointed for them a daily provision of the king's delicacies and of the wine which he drank, and 3 years of training for them, so that at the end of that time, they might serve before the king. Now from among those of the sons of Judah were Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. To them the chief of the eunuchs gave names. He gave Daniel the name Belteshazzar, to Hananiah Shadrach, to Mishael Meshach, and to Azariah Abednego. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's delicacies, nor with wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. I want to say that our walk with God is first of all personal. Daniel did not confer with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. It was his own personal decision. He proposed it in his heart. But you will notice that it influenced others. That is what happened. When we decide to live for Jesus, we will have influence on others. You will see people, through your own faithfulness, they will also want to commit their lives to God. But it is a personal thing. I want you to note that they live in a foreign country. Now, today the world is a global village. People are moving here and there. And one issue we are having is that believers will move from one country to the other, but they will begin to do what they do in those countries. And they will say that, well, you know, this country is different from where we are coming from. You won't understand it. Daniel could have given an excuse like that. Daniel could have said, well, Babylon is different from Israel. You know, in Israel, we have all the synagogue, we have the temple, we have the law, we have everything. But here, it's a completely different system. When you are in Rome, you behave like the Romans. And then he will begin to compromise. We will never have heard of Daniel today. There could have been other children of Israel, but who compromised, and we never even heard of them. But that was not Daniel. Brethren, wherever you are, don't join them. The Bible says, be not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. There is no excuse to the conformity of the world. You see, one of the things that has killed Christianity in many Western nations is that some of the people God had raised from developing countries and sent them to those nations to bring revival, when they got there, they joined them. They joined the system. They didn't question the system. They didn't say, must we do this? Must I do this? They began to join the system. You don't know that the system was designed. The mind behind every war system is Satan. And every war system is designed to trap you. It's designed such that God will not be factoring into whatever you are doing. It is you that must propose in your heart and say, whether I'm in Africa, I'm in Asia, I'm in Europe, I'm in America, I will not defy myself. You see, they gave them delicacies. That's what the Bible called it. A daily provision of the king's delicacies. There are delicacies of this world. You are the one that must propose in your heart and said, I will not defile myself. It's not because everybody is doing it and that's how the system is. No, what happened is that you went to conform to that system rather than stand out in that system. There is no system on earth that a child of God cannot stand for God. Such system does not exist. A child of God can stand for God in any system. But it's a personal matter. You, what have you proposed in your heart? Have you proposed in your heart and said, in this land, I'm going to serve Jesus. I'm not going to compromise my faith. I am not going to join them into sin. My own life is going to be different. Have you proposed in your heart not to defile yourself? May the Lord give you understanding. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. God bless you.